96.9 WBZH and 101.1 WHSM, Hayward's home for real news and great conversation. Here's your daily news roundup.
For WBZH and WHSM News, I'm Maddie Schaefer. The Sawyer County Board of Supervisors has approved the 2026 year budget. The budget includes the additional funding requested by the Sherman and Ruth Weiss Library and the Senior Resource Center. The original budget that was proposed did not include the additional funding for the library and senior center, but Board Member Tweed Schumann motioned to include the additional funding, which was then approved by the board with 3 opposed. The budget as approved for the library now has $30,000 more and is at $245,000 in funding for next year. The Senior Resource Center has about $10,000 more in funding, bringing the total to their initial request of almost $235,000. County Administrator and Finance Director Mike Margren says they've had to tighten their belt on the budget for this year. Many staff members from the Senior Resource Center attended, showing support for the center by sharing their experience and some reading letters from seniors that receive meals from the Meals on Wheels program that the Senior Center provides. Executive Director Joey Winona Johnson says the additional funding is vital to the Meals on Wheels program.
Our main focus and our need in our budget is Meals on Wheels. Our Title III money covers all of our other programs. Jody's programs, the healthy aging programs, they all are self-sufficient. All of our other programs are self-sufficient. Our Meals on Wheels program is not self-sufficient. Thank you.
Markren says that the additional funding for the senior center and library will come from the county's fund balance. The change will also increase the levy by $30,000. The additional funding to the Senior Resource Center does not affect the levy. Wisconsin Democrats have introduced a bill that would lower utility costs at a time when 1 in 4 Americans struggle to afford their energy bills. Savannah Tomei Olson has the story.
According to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, energy prices have jumped by 40% just in the last 5 years. In Wisconsin, residential energy customers are paying about 30% more than they did in 2020. That leads some families to make hard choices, like Jill Sexton and her husband, who live in Wausau.
I'm in my 60s, and so is my husband. We've each raised a couple of kids. He's on Social Security, and I'm on disability. Our house is heated by gas, and we're on a fixed income, and we're doing everything we can, yet we still cannot keep up. I ended up taking a part-time job specifically to cover the increase in our electric and heating bills. No, it ain't. Here's our reality. Each month we choose between paying the electric bill and heat bill or filling our prescriptions. Some months I don't buy the medication. Some months we stretch food until the very last day.
Representative Darren Madison is from Milwaukee. He's introducing a bill that would require Wisconsin's Public Service Commission create a program that limits utility costs to 2% of a household's income.
When fully phased in, the 2% income payment program will be a fully universal and automatic program, making it so that no one ever has to pay more than 2% of their income on utilities again. And that's something to clap about.
For this bill to pass, it would need Republican support, which is unlikely in the legislature. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
A Hayward Patrol lieutenant announced he will be running for county sheriff. Lieutenant Gregory Repsinski announced his candidacy for sheriff during the Sawyer County Board meeting on Wednesday. Repsinski says that he has a total of 30 years of experience in public safety in Sawyer County. He started working in Sawyer County in 1995 when he was hired under former Sheriff Don Sheehan. He currently serves as patrol lieutenant for the Sawyer County Sheriff's Department. Repsinski says that he will have a simple campaign.
Protect and serve, to do the good work that we do now, to support our officers, and get them ready for the challenges that you and I haven't faced yet. But they need to be prepared for it, so that they can one day stand before you and place me. So I'm proud of my small town values. I'm proud of Sawyer County. Together, I intend to fund justice for all.
He'll be on the ballot next fall. The Department of Natural Resources is asking deer hunters in central and northern Wisconsin to test their harvest for chronic wasting disease. Deer specialist Aaron Larson says the agency will be compensating anyone whose deer does test positive with a new deer tag.
Those are not weapon specific. So say a hunter got a positive during the bow season, got that replacement authorization, they could use that then during the gun season as long as they have the appropriate license.
There are three CWD testing sites in Sawyer County. A 24/7 self-serve kiosk at the DNR Winter Ranger Station and at the Stone Lake BP gas station. There is another testing site with assistance at the Hayward DNR Service Center available by appointment. Testing site locations and other information can be found on the DNR website. For WBZH and WHSM News, I'm Maddie Schaefer.
Bucks basketball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. It's the Bucks and the Hornets in NBA Cup action at Five Serve Forum in Milwaukee. At just 23 years old, the Bucks point guard, Ryan Rollins, is averaging just over 17 points per game, head coach Doc Rivers.
He's been great, learns every day. You know, he's still young, and he's probably the hardest worker on our team. He's got a lot going for him.
College football, Wisconsin's at number 2 ranked Indiana tomorrow, kickoff 11 a.m. The Packers play the Giants Sunday at noon. Lucas Van Ness back at practice after missing a month with a foot injury. Baseball, Brewers GM Matt Arnold named the MLB Executive of the Year for a second year in a row. So what about the team's payroll next season?
We're going to have the resources that we need. We have support from our ownership to put a quality product on the field. There are a lot of small market teams that can't say that, and we can. And then there are also a lot of teams that spent a lot of money that didn't get in, you know, and so I don't think it's just about the money.
That's the Brewers' Matt Arnold with Sports on Mike Clemens.
It is going to be a really nice day today, mostly sunny with a high right around 60 this afternoon and just a very light south breeze. Tonight, mostly cloudy, will drop to 41. Tomorrow, sprinkle or two in the morning, then sunny, cooler but nice, our high right around 50. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your Hayward News Roundup from WBZH and WHSM. Find more news anytime at wbzh.fm/news. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.